Greetings, Potters, and welcome to another episode of You Suck at Life. Some of you may know me as the guy who gave the entire Eastern Seaboard ringworm from taking a leak on the wrestling mat. Most of you know me as your usual host, HB Negative. And tonight, I just wanted to go ahead and clear up some accusations and questions that have been going on and stirring on around the internet. The first, of course, when you're hearing this voice, dispels the first one, HB Negative is dead. I am, in fact, alive and kicking, and I'm just a little under the weather. And those of you who may be professional broadcasters have some secrets and remedies, but I, of course, am only a novice. As usual, what we'll be doing today is we'll be going over the reasons why people suck at life. There's a number of reasons why you could suck at life. Let's say you like the Bee Gees. Or even more importantly, your name is Ishmael and you're an Amish person. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want to alienate anyone from their religious purposes, but I highly doubt that the Amish will be listening to this show anytime soon, so I'm not too fearful of that, even though God may smite me. So anyways, just go ahead and bring you all up to date. We've had a pretty busy week here. And that, you know, that combined with my recent illness have hindered us in getting some of these podcasts out there. And I'd just like to thank however many you out there decided to email us and nag us about getting more podcasts up, because it froze up our email for like 3 days straight. Just want to thank you all for doing that. But don't get me wrong, we did go ahead and get it. For you, those of you out here, the biggest event of this week, besides picking up another corporate sponsor, and that would be Jiffy Pop Popcorn, because it pops, and it rocks, and it's in that tin thing that you can cook on top of the oven, for those of you who are listening to this in a trailer park. But the big event for this week was actually, I was working alongside with our webmaster, Charlie Seberg, for the 1913 massacre. Charlie Seberg is our webmaster, and we actually have been working on getting the website up, and it is up now. So if you're one of these people that had to leave comments on whatever syndication site, I know that there was someone on Podcast Alley stating, the site isn't up, what the hell's wrong with you guys, you guys suck at life. No, we don't suck at life, we're just slow. But the URL, www.1913.us, our site is up and operational now, and there's actually there's a little section in the website, in our forums. You just go to the miscellaneous tab and you go down to the forums, and you can see there's actually, you go ahead and click and register on that forum. You have full access to all the boards, and even if you don't access it, you can go ahead and give me feedback on this podcast at that forum. So you can do that. We encourage that, because then I can actually contact you back directly. I usually don't re-email people, unless you're sending me nudie pics and you're a hot chick. I should define my hot chick. That would be a 300-plus pound middle-aged black woman. That's what I'm talking about. I like them round and big. When I'm going on a gig, I just can't help myself from acting like an animal. Anyways, for the rest of you, if you want to go ahead and email us at charlieseberg@1913.us. Questions, comments, complaints, and suggestions, address that to charlieseberg@1913.us. And if you're listening to this on a syndicated site and you would like to get it directly listened, and you want to go ahead and just aggregate it in your own podcast aggregator, the URL is www.1913.us/RSS.xml. Okay, kids. And without any further ado, you know him, you love him, and he brings me the mail. What a great guy I am to have him as a mailman. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again via Yahoo voice chat, everyone's hero. Some call him a has-been, some call him a never-will-be, Bub Rub.
The whistle's gone. Woo!
Welcome back to the show, Bub. So, you had told me prior to it, and I found some humor in it, that you yourself said that you had an ailment, and you referred to it. Yeah, okay, guys. Bubba Rub is currently suffering from diarrhea. But the thing that I'm trying to figure out was, Bub, go ahead, take that lingo that you're talking about with diarrhea.
You got the flows. They didn't trip out the flow masses.
Okay, so you would say that diarrhea is a flow?
You got the flows. They didn't trip out the flow masses.
Okay, Bub, I wonder who sold you your crack. And I'm sure it wasn't the North American Council for Crack Cocaine, because we know crack ain't never killed nobody. Except for those 400 reported crack deaths this week. And I myself had to take a little time off from podcasting to kick a crack cocaine habit. So I'm glad at least we got this Jiffy Pop stuff going now. Because at least I'll just be, you know, I'll just put on more weight. I mean, I already should seek out sponsorship from, I don't know, Jenny Craig or something like that. Because I weigh at least 600 pounds. And that's you know, before I put clothes on, maybe 650 with clothes on. Anyways, enough about me. Bub, what do you got for us today?
It's that woo-woo!
All right, Bub, thanks. I'm pulling up an email here from DukeCity420@Comcast.com. Once again, Duke City, either you're stalking me, or you really enjoy the show. Either way, just, I don't want to see your wiener. That's all I got to say. DukeCity420@Comcast.com writes, "While looking up demons on the net, I ran across the scam artist Christian cult. Check out their application for an exorcism." Okay, kids, let's start off the show nice and early today. Let's get digging into the internet culture here. All right, so pull up your browsers, and the URL is www.logoschristian, and that's LOGOS. christian.org/xapp, and that's xapp.html. And let me go ahead and take one moment myself to pull that up. Okay, and we have, I hope you all have it up right now. I want to thank DukeCity420.com, or excuse me, DukeCity420@Comcast.com for sending me this, because obviously you read on a secret hidden MySpace site that I have set up for myself, that I really am a huge fan of gift portraits of Jesus Christ. What better way to go ahead and project the Christian Savior? Anyways, I could stare at that for hours. Christ, him the Savior. Anyways, let's go ahead and scroll down here, because some of this was really good to me. We should all just scroll down to answer each question, circle the following. I attend a fellowship on a regular basis. I read the Bible on a daily basis. I am a born-again Christian. I've been baptized in the Spirit. Now, I don't know if they mean spirit, meaning like mineral spirits, or if they mean alcohol, but let's move on. I smoke. I drink alcohol. I drink caffeine. I am a vegetarian. I exercise. I am overweight. I hear voices. I have night terrors. I have night visitors. Night visitors, that's the thing that perplexes me. Do they mean prostitutes? I have been abducted. I have seen UFOs. I have attempted suicide. I have channeled guides. I've channeled guides too, all kinds of web guides, FAQs for Final Fantasy XI, for example. I have astral traveled. Is that traveling through the astrals? I have remote viewed. I've remote viewed stuff too at times. See, I've been hypnotized. Well, we've all been hypnotized. We live in a country where we're constantly being bludgeoned by mass media propaganda, making us want to buy that cheeseburger or find Paris Hilton attractive. We've all been hypnotized. I have tried vampirism. D&D. Now, I know S&M. I even know, like, DMT. But do they mean D&D as in Dungeons and Dragons? Roll that 12-sided die. Pagan, Satanist, Wiccan, Voodoo, Santeria, sacrificed animals. I talk to the dead. Yes, folks, I think we all talk to the dead now and then. I'm sure we all have at least one person in our lives that we can say something to. And it's like speaking to a wall. Case in point, I'm sure there's at least three of you out there listening to this right now It's like talking to a wall. I'm sure the three of you out there that listen to this show suck at life. Maybe the numbers are higher. If you think you suck at life, feel free to email us at charlieseberg@1913.us. I watched Jonathan Edwards on TV. Now, I'm not aware who Jonathan Edwards is. Is he a televangelist of some sort? I'm not real sure what Jonathan Edwards has to do with TV. I have been levitated. And then we got on what drugs have you used, and describe your faith and parents' history. But I just wanted to thank Duke City 420 for sending me this, and I feel that, you know, everyone should bookmark this site just in case you get some of that. You get some of that exorcism stuff going on in your house where, you know, like someone's possessed by a demon. You never can tell when this could come. Is this a scam? I'm not too sure. I'm not the scam buster here. I can tell you what a scam is. Letting a high school age child tell you love advice. Two of them, for example, you know, teaming up to give adults love advice, or maybe not adults. That's even another thing. Yeah, sit some stuff on her forum. I'm curious to see, you know, how many people under the age of 14 are actually listening to this show now. And if you are, Bub Rub, I'm sure that you would say this is not something that's geared toward them. Am I correct?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bub, I agree with you. I do know what you're saying. Anyways, let's move on. I just went off on a rant there. Once again, thanks, Duke City 420. I'm going to have to go ahead and find some way to get you on Yahoo Chat here to get rid of our boy Bub Rub.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Bub, whatever. Okay, and let's see here. And we got some more.
The whistles got whee!
All right, thanks, Bub. And our next email is from asnath@entertainextreme.com. Asnath writes, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. HB Negative, I loved your last show. Bub Rub makes my pussy wet. I can't fist myself, but I can put four fingers in and push my face into my bush and make it look like I'm eating myself out. Well, that's quite a talent. Bub, what do you got to say to her?
Well, you want to woo-woo?
All right, Bub, you go ahead and you do your hooking up on your own time. You've got the email address. Now let's go ahead and take a moment to get to the business at hand. Once again, I just wanted to go ahead and thank my guest host, Bub Ruff, for stopping by. Send me out with something, Bub.
The whistle's got woo!
All right, Bub, we'll see you next time, if we're unlucky. All right, so everybody, you already have your browsers up from checking that out. We're going a different approach tonight once again. There's a lot of stuff of people that suck at life, so I just wanted to go ahead and take a moment to focus on some more stuck at life. This one is actually a personal thing. Yours truly, I do take part in some web boards here and there, and this is one that I, from time to time, do some posts on. I signed in as anonymous so that I did double check to make sure that everyone's able to view these posts. And just go ahead, the URL is groups.yahoo.com/group/Station Square Fright Night. So let me spell that out for you. STATIONSQUARE FRIGHTNIGHTS. Okay, and I'm assuming that we're dealing with broad bandwidth out there, so everybody should have that up by now. I want you to go ahead and take a moment to click on the Messages tab on the left corner and bring up Messages, and I want you to go scroll down towards the end. And the post you're looking for is Thursday, March 3rd, and the poster is Jason Meyer. Okay, and posted his email address is NWAJasonCage@yahoo.com. The date is Thursday, March 3rd, 2005. The time is 7:35 p.m. The subject is (re:), Station Square Fright Night, (). International Festival Theater Methods 05. Okay, kids. And let's start this. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. That shit. Okay. I do apologize for any first time listeners that there is adult content in here. And what I need to do is I need to go ahead and to do my best Jason Meyer impersonation. For those of you out there who know who he is, go ahead and give me a critique on it. Email me at charliesieberg at 1913.us, and that's charliesieberg at 1913.us, or just post on our forum at 1913.us. Okay. And it goes,
that shit's pretty fucking gay. If you have real talent, then you don't need to send some queer festival to learn to act. It's natural. Take it from someone who knows. Professional wrestling is one, if not the biggest platform. So go waste your time, you fuckers. Don't send me this shit no more, lol. It's all retarded. It'd like to say what's up to my real friends on this mailing list. Dennis. Courtney. Desiree. Kramer. Bobby. And Chris, as well as Chrissy. I do know, who else I consider my friends. The rest of you were other pretty fucking out there, pretty fucking gay. Thought you were the shit, or didn't know how to act. Why am I being so fucking mean? Because I'm that damn good. In fact, I'm so good, I bring a tear to an onion, you bitches. Never seen the sign of Jay? One of the best Fright Fest actors, open parentheses, as Dave told you all on stage, to your decrepit, ugly faces, close parentheses. Ock, no. I'm not like this. All you stupid have just been worked by natural talent. That was quite a promo, and had you all thinking, what the fuck? There goes to show you how dumb you people are, and how gay film school and festivals are. If you can act, it's God's natural talent. You don't need some stupid ass school. Hey, ha, hey. What am I gonna do with you fuckers? See you all this coming Fright Fest. This time, all you know what I'm capable of. And me and my partner in crime are coming with a vengeance. Till then, stay gay or go to film school and listen to that queer-ass punk music. It's 1,000 miles per hour. I think you're all cool. Hey. Later. Jason. Introduced into the new role. Jason. We shall call him Mini-Me. No, we won't call him Mini-Me because that's stupid. We will call Jason Pint-Sized. Pint-Sized Jason Meyer, a.k.a. Jason Cage, not to be confused with Johnny Cage, the Mortal Kombat fighter. And we'll, and just from that initial posting there, one such as myself with a Cornell English degree and also a degree in psychology from Yale, I would just deduce that Jay is a very insecure person that more likely than not drops the soap in the shower and likes to have men pick it up and shove it in his bum. Let's read on. Everyone, all you gotta do is click next. So click next. Ding! The next message is from Dennis Craigley at AOL.com. And the date is Thursday, March 3rd, 2005 at 9:34 p.m. And the subject, RE colon bracket. Station Square Fright Nights. Close bracket. International Festival Theater Methods 05. And it starts off with some, just a Jason quote, which I read once. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear it again. For those of you who do, just rewind and listen to it again. I'm moving on. And Dennis C. Lee writes, ha, 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 ha. Hey, hey, ha, he, ha, he. Thanks, Jason. Hey, Jason. Thanks for the shout out. And once again, what I'll do is I will project my best 80s West Coast punk former hippie voice onto my friend here, Jason. Or excuse me, Dennis Seeley. as far as all this festival crap, it's just spam that crept in here. As a moderator, I could delete it from the group. But when I saw it, I thought, what the fuck? As long as they don't get too overwhelming or insult our intelligence, I'll just let it stand. Hey everybody, don't let this winter weather get you down. It's almost over anyways. By the end of March, I'll be coming back to the Berg more often. We'll have to get drunk together again, maybe have another party. Evermore. Dennis. Well, I see that Dennis as the moderator, he chooses, and you can tell something about Dennis here. Dennis chooses to accentuate the positivity and just completely 100% ignore the negativity. In a way, you could say that Dennis C. Lee is very much like Gandhi in his pacifism, to just completely look past all that brutal hate that the soap dropper pint-sized Jason was pulling. And we have another post, which goes on further. So everyone click next. And this one is... Ooh, hey, sorry about that. I just kicked something onto my dog. This next post is from Harold. And that's Harold Potter, 138@yahoo.com. The date is Friday, March 4th, 2005. The time is 1:29 a.m. Subject, RE, : International Festival Theater Methods, 05. And Harold writes, as the one post from Jay, please disregard that. Bobby P. So I sense that Harold here, otherwise known as Bobby P, must know something that we don't know. He must know that Jay had made a fatal error. But we all know that. But maybe Harold knows something about Jay that we don't know. Could it be that Jay himself somehow been touched by Michael Jackson in a way? In a way that was deep and meaningful. And in a way that would land Michael Jackson in court. And more importantly, would Jay look at Michael Jackson and tell Michael that Billie Jean is not his lover? But we're not sure. Anyways, everyone click next. Ding! Now, as I said prior to entering this, I do like to peruse web boards and sometimes even posts, and here you go. Now, I may not be as Shakespearean in my content as, let's say, Omega Replicant. I know nothing about books on angels or half angel, half humans. But what I do know is I know when people suck at life. And sometimes I feel that it is my duty, it is my civic duty. For I will never hold an office. I will never hold an office because I do not do cocaine. If I did cocaine, then I could be president. If I was a C student, I could be president. But because I am not a C student or on coke, I can't be president. And I don't want to take the time to be a senator. Because I don't believe in the representative republic. I am not being represented anymore. So that goes out to all you senators out there that are listening. We are no longer being represented. I do not feel like going here right now. What I feel like doing is pointing out the fact of how Jay sucks at life. So, HB, on, that would be me. I wrote on Friday, March 4th, 2005, at 1:50 a.m. Subject, RE, International Festival Theater Methods 05. And in quotations, I said, okay, nigga. Wow. I'm usually one to just chill and let the ignorant make asses out of them. I'm usually just one to chill and let the ignorant make asses out of themselves. But this cat Jay really needs to be addressed. First, we'll start with raw statistics. Well, I'm not going to take the time to really dig up the numbers, so we'll just follow the trend line. Number of Fright Fest workers who have won any sort of Academy Merited Award, or even accept the Golden Globe. 0. Number of Juilliard trained actors who have won Academy Merited Awards. Sorry, folks, I have a cough drop and I am still sick. Substantially greater than 0. To say that acting requires no coaching is one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard in my life. You make it out like,
Dave says I'm so must be good.
Dave's been on board since we were swimming in amniotic fluid together, and I mean no insult to his credits, but you completely took words of motivation, which Dave is a phenomenal motivational speaker because he fully understands mind control.
Obviously, by the way he owns your ass.
For words of high praise from someone who has clout in the industry.
But me and Bobby own this place.
Secondly, let's address Jay as an actor.
Professional wrestling is blah, blah, blah.
I'll be the first to admit that I wasn't working this year at the fest. But if you tricked anyone into believing that you're really a professional wrestler, then maybe you have the basics of acting down. Professional meaning you're paid for your services. I know you get like $5 and a hot dog per show, because we rag on Bobby all the time about it. How many of you out there are willing to throw yourself off the top rope onto the concrete below? That's called enthusiasm. That's called a dangerous hobby. Kids, me and Eddie P have been straight cut... Wow, dude. There goes my ghetto linguistics coming right out. Me and Eddie P have been straight cutting on this McKeesport NWA crap since about 98. If you ever have $10 to waste, either give it to me for a shit dollar, or go see one of these shows. If you show up for a year or so, eventually you'll be part of the talent. Let's go down the list. And folks, this is a true story. I'm not lying, I'm not making this up. Any one of you out there who actually knows this federation would know that these people, if you hang around long enough, you eventually become talent. Anyways, back to the reading here. There's an overweight, completely out of shape dude. He must be at least 400 pounds that used to be at every show holding a PWX this way, or something lame like that, metal pseudo street sign. Now he's a wrestler. There was this kid we used to refer to as Lockjaw because he looked like Beavis. Now he's a manager. Sorry, I gotta say it, because it's true. There was a little kid who made a t-shirt that had the logo of a has-been's alliance on it. Now he's a referee. When I was a kid, I pretended to play Army. But I didn't hang around the Army base till they said, "Yo, HB, dude, you fire a mean pretend M60. That wrestling shit is a farce. I know, because I've wasted my $10 too many times just to mutter the words, "Yo, Potter, I saw naked pictures of your mom on the internet."
If you take your shirt off, I'll take off my makeup.
Don't send me
this shit no more, law. It's all retarded.
Thirdly, filters. Use them. I think you can configure your account so that you can only receive flag messages. I had no idea about the spam until I logged onto the club, because your dumbass spammed the entire club's mailing list because you double-clicked on the submit. I'll forgive you, because you are barely literate. Hope you all get that sarcasm.
Yeah, you can only pick yourself off my sick pack.
Finally, I gotta throw out the whole gay this, gay that speech. I can only speak for myself. Whatever anyone else does is their thing. Bro, you are a latent homosexual. You're rolling around with guys in teeny weeny shorts. Some don't even wear jock straps. You shave your entire body so that you can roll around on a mat with a sweaty, shaved dude. How often does his testicles rub across your neck? How many times do his rock-hard, erect nipples, so very erect from the lack of heat in the building, how many times do they graze past your mouth? Does your finishing move require a lift and toss so that his cock is within sucking distance and his legs straddle your head? We all know that as with all activities that men get hot and sweaty, they like to shower together. We hear that you're a soap dropper, bro. What you do is your thing. Just quit denying yourself you. Admit your gayness. Embrace it. Because even that $5 is gay for pay rate, you still fuck that dude good. And I write on, Dennis, you old fucking hippie. You are too nice of a dude. I hear that Ozzy and the fam need a ride to pick up their food stamps and eat our pretzels. Get your RSS reader, www.sharpreader.net/iPod software, http://podcastally.com/podcast_software.php, and subscribe to my site, www.1913.us. The site is under construction. I should have it up within 2 to 3 days, but the RSS feed is still valid. I signed up for that acting workshop listed on the link. I want to be an actor. You know I'm kidding. HB. So there it goes, kids. That, I understand that I'm not Shakespearean in my vernacular the way Patty Hardcore, I mean Precious Nothing is. But I felt that the reason why I posted that was because we're living in an era of homophobia, and me being a completely 100% straight guy, I just feel that us straight guys kind of need to sit there and go, wait, why should we hate gay guys when all gay guys do is hook up with other gay guys, thus creating more chick influx for us? Excuse me, women out there, and I love my soul sisters. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, my sister's not my enemy. So we got to come together strong and make them all say, damn, this generation. Let's read on, because this came to a major surprise to me. And as I indicated prior, I have had a busy week, and this is an email address that I don't normally use, but that will all come into play here later. The next post is from Jason Meyer, and that's nwajasoncage@yahoo.com. And the date is Friday, March 4th, 2005. At 7:49 a.m. And the subject reads, RE:: Station Square Fright Nights, ; RE, International Festival Theater Methods 05. Okay, here we go.
Okay, for one, it's not meant to be in any way, shape, or form to mean any harm to anybody. That was called, work. If you didn't see the transition of the second period, to really say I want that, then I don't what to tell you. You took that to heart when it was all a rag on that acting spam. As far as HB goes, dude, I thought you were a cool dude, and I saw her stupid jackass stunts and shit that I finally met you. I thought you were a cool dude. And here you go, not being even able to take a joke. Read my post carefully. The tat was called using a trick to skill the public into believing. Aka acting. That was to show you don't need that shit to be good to make people believe. But you went too far on this one. And I know shit about you that I could easily post on this email that'll piss you off to no avail. But M called mature. M not gonna rag on you, cause M better than that. Till then, learn to take a joke, man. Contact me directly if you have problems. Don't try to get the spotlight by trying to make herself look hard in front of internet forum. www.nwajasoncage.vze.com.
And I want everybody to check out that site. I want all of you to check out that site. Flood his internet traffic. / his ass. Then he will make it. Sorry for the profanity and the outbreak there. I just get compelled by pint size here. Anyways, and I wrote on as the final post, so everyone click next. HB writes, and the date is Tuesday, March 15, 2005 at 3:53 a.m. Subject, RE: International Festival, International Theater Methods 05. Final thoughts. And HB Negative writes, sorry for the delay in responding. I, unlike other people, know how to configure my spam filters, even on email addresses that aren't my primary. First off, I want to apologize to Dennis C. Lee for continuing this waste of space conversation. Dennis, I know you above all people know that I would never let an intellectual inferior have the last word, Especially when the individual is as clueless as our good buddy Jay here is. Now to the point at hand.
As far as this beat goes, dude, I thought you were a cool dude, and I saw our stupid jackass stunt. Then I finally met you, thought you were a cool dude. And here you go, not being able to even take a joke.
No, Jay. I can't take a joke. I'm still laughing at you. I'm sure that the 5,279 people that are listening to this podcast right now are bursting at the seams also. The truth of the matter is, you're really nothing but the run of a joke. I know that life can be hard for those who suck, but stick with it. I'm sure that someday things will look up for you, and if not, you can always kill yourself. Take solace in the fact that you're right about something for the first time in your life. I am a cool dude.
Read my post carefully. Hatat was calling, using skill to trick the public into believing. Aka, acting.
Now this further exemplifies your deep-rooted absurdities and reinforces the point that you really are a joke. And a pretty funny joke. And a pretty funny one to boot. I'm not too sure to what extent your education is reached, or where it was derived, but it's pretty apparent to me that you've learned more from AIM and MySpace.com than you did from any textbook. How exactly does one act by means of typing? I can maybe see if you were using emoticons, but this was just plain text. That's like saying when Wells wrote War of the Worlds, he was playing a role. Or even better, I really like George Lucas's acting in A New Hope. You're a primary example of why American schools aren't ranked in the top 10 when compared to the quality education of the rest of the world.
But you went too far with this one. I know shit about you that I can easily post on this email that'll push you off to no avail. But I'm called mature. I'm not gonna rag on you, man, cause I'm better than that.
Sure thing. Do yourself a favor. Don't make lame threats, because it makes you look more ignorant than you already do. Even better, go ahead and air good old HB's laundry. Let out my deep dark secrets that'll have me making out with the cold blue steel of the 12 gauge. Wait, I just remembered. You don't know me. I'd really love to hear what type of stories you can cock. If there's anything as good as your text acting, it will most likely keep us all in stitches for months to come.
Contact me directly if you have problems, and don't try to get the spotlight by trying to make yourself look hard in front of internet form.
Okay, Jay. We get the point that you're a never will be a wrestler. You can give the ringside rhetoric a rest for a while. Get the spotlight. There's no one here. This is the Yahoo group. Don't worry, bro. Mick Foley doesn't care about either of us, and I'm 99% sure that Vince McMahon isn't paying attention to the sport anyways. So I won't be stealing any of your glory that you've gained by the stupendous display of text acting without the use of emoticons. Amazing. Amazing, Pint Size. I'm proud of you, boy. If you even knew a little bit about me, you know that the last thing I'm worried about is living my life to impress anyone. As far as I see it, it's me against every last one of you. It's your choice to either get out of my way or be destroyed. So I'll end it with this here I am. I'm so overtaken by the mass ignorance conveyed by Jay Myers that I can't even pronounce words properly. Maybe it's the Tussin I just took. The Robitussin I just took, because I'm starting to feel loopy, guys. Anyways, so I'll end with this rhetorical question. Why did jocks use every muscle in their body except for the one they should be using? Before I get 1,000 emails telling me the brain is not a muscle, let me just address that as a figure of speech. And I conclude by writing, Jay, I don't need a single line of text on this message board to look hard. Your lack of education does that for me. My Uzi weighs a ton. HB negative. http://www.1913.us. And for those of you, I hope you read along with it to this point. You had just taken part in the simultaneous reading of this, and you already are listening to the podcast, so you don't need to tune your aggregators. So what can be learned from our boy Jay Pint Size Myers? Well, first and foremost, it seems to be a mass rampant running around plague that a lot of people are denying themselves who they are. I'm not in denial of who I am. I'm me. And that's okay. But if you're gay, you should say you're gay. And save everyone the pain and heartache. Better yet, if you are gay, don't go around bashing gay people. Because that's honestly what the biggest problem we have right now in the black community of America is black-on-black violence. So why should there be gay-on-gay violence? If you're gay, love your fellow gay. And if you're straight, be yourself. Anyways, I hope that I'm very interested to see here. As you can tell, today was the date when that last post was posted. The question is will Jay Myers post more? Will I have to read on? Or will he just go ahead and hang his head in shame and get powerbombed on the concrete? But kids, it's not over. It's far from over. What I want you all to do now is pull that browser back up and type in www.livejournal.com/users/precious nothingness, precious nothing. And now it's time for Bye Bye Beautiful, Don't Bother to Write. You know, I cannot leave you guys in the dark about Precious Nothing. I've gotten so many emails about Precious Nothing that I really think that we all owe Precious Nothing something. Precious Nothing, I want you all to go ahead and scroll down Sunday, October 24th, 2004, at 3:27 p.m. Patty Harcourt, Precious Nothing writes, am done with this journal. Everyone seems to like to use it against me. I'm tired of having to explain myself and my feelings. I'm tired of being hurt and feeling it'll never be good enough. I don't want to forget the past, but I don't want to record the present anymore. It's just not worth it. Oh, Precious Nothing. How I hope that you never stop writing. Your poetry is like music to my ears. And it was also pointed out to me through a few emails that Precious Nothing's profile is something to read. And the thing that I took from that was she's an artist. And I don't need to read her profile to know that she's an artist. Just listen to the way she works in these words. Anyways, that's all I've got for you guys from Precious Nothing. I think, to tell you the truth, that maybe Precious Nothing can hook up with our boy Jay Pintsize Myers. And let's just face the facts. I think that Jay probably has some innate fascination with Michael Jackson's genitals, and we all know that Michael Jackson sang that song Free Willy, so they're a perfect and equal match. So once again, I'd just like to thank you all for listening. As always, I am your host, HB Negative. Send your questions, comments, complaints, suggestions, nudie pics of your grandma to Charlie Seberg at 1913.us, and that's CharlieSeeburg at 1913.us. And go ahead and take a moment, take some time to go ahead and throw some feedback on the forum as well. We'd like to stay in touch with you guys, and what better way to do that than in a forum? I can think of better ways to stay in touch with people, like using carrier pigeons or maybe resorting to using the phone, because we've become so pretentious that we need to use technology. And I'm not going to go off on the Kaczynski theories, how Kaczynski was right, but Kaczynski was right. And on that note, I just want to leave you all with a little message. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.